This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years, now get this, 36 years in just 3 weeks. 3 weeks from now, we celebrate 36 years of being on the radio. Listen, some people only live 36 years, let alone spend 36 years on the radio talking what they love. Of course, combat sports and boxing. Started back in 1984, did some shows with Charles J in Florida. Then we moved to San Francisco to do the show on KEST. It's still rocking and rolling, KEST, 1450 AM. Get this. I was all in between an all-Filipino show and a Christian show. So the Filipino show would air, and then I would come on and do 15 minutes of ring talk and take phone calls and this and that. And then they would have the Christian show come on. Well, my fans weren't too hip to the Christian show, and they used to call the Christian show and say, "Where's the boxing guy at?" Bottom line is, those were the old days. Good Lord, man. I can't believe it's been like 1989 when we had Buster Douglas. Of course, he... future heavyweight champion of the world. When I interviewed him, everybody said to me, "Hey, what are you wasting your time interviewing that guy for?" Yeah, well, guess what? He beat up Mike Tyson, biggest upset in the history of boxing, no doubt about that. That's why I did that. He was challenging for the most gifted prize in combat sports, the World Heavyweight Championship. Right now, the World Heavyweight Championship is held in my mind by two guys. The lineal title is held by Mr. Tyson Fury. The World Heavyweight Championship on my hand, and the other hand, is held by Andy Ruiz. Superman Andy, taking on Anthony Joshua for the rematch December the 7th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Let's hope Larry Holmes picks up the phone. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Looking back at Larry Holmes, get this, dropped out of school to feed his family, worked in a car wash for a buck an hour, drove a dump truck, worked in a quarry, of course, turned amateur, went 19-3 as an amateur, ended up being a sparring partner for guys like Muhammad Ali and Ernie Shavers and Joe Frazier and Jimmy Young, and he was holding his own. In fact, the first time I ever saw any film of Larry Holmes in my life was when he was beating up on Muhammad Ali in the Deer Lake training facility up there in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania. I mean, he was whooping up on Ali. I said, who is this guy throwing all these flashy combinations, lighting up Muhammad Ali like this? What's going on here? Ali was laying against the ropes, and Holmes was just lighting him up. I said, who is this guy? Well, it turned out to be Larry Holmes, the Easton Assassin, of course. 75 professional fights, 69-6, 44 KOs. What were his biggest wins? I think some of his biggest wins were, I think his biggest one without a doubt was the Jerry Cooney win because of the money, the fact that racial animosity was so crazy at that point in time. Anyway, we now take it to Easton, Pennsylvania and bring in the mayor of Easton, Pennsylvania, Larry Holmes. Mayor, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm afraid you got the wrong guy. You were looking for the real mayor. My name is Larry Holmes.
But if I want something done in Easton, Larry, I call you.
I can do a lot of things, but I am not, definitely not the mayor.
How's life treating you, champ?
It's nothing that I've been doing good. How you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, it's been about 3 or 4 months. I'm okay. You know, I mean, I'm still living. I'll turn 62 in November. You'll turn 60. You'll turn 70 in November. We're getting up there. But guess what? We got a lot of time left on the clock. We're not playing with a short stick.
Yeah, we got time.
So how's the wife and family?
They're fine.
That's good. Tell me, what did you think of Anthony Joshua getting broken down by Andy Ruiz like he did? Talk to me about that. What was Larry Holmes thinking?
Well, you know, I wasn't thinking nothing, you know, because they were making a lot of money, and I wasn't making nothing, so I can't think.
Larry, take the money aspect out of it for me. Joshua and Ruiz, did he break Anthony Joshua as a fighter? Can he ever be whole again?
One of the things you can tell that he'll be able he's, you know, getting knocked out again. He'll have that because he just got knocked out.
Okay.
So, all depends how you hit him. If you hit him that way, then make him take another look at himself, he might not fight again. Okay. He needs to fight again.
So what do you do? What's a day like for Larry Holmes? What are you doing today? What's the life? What's the day like?
Well, my day is hang out and play with the kids.
Yeah.
Go down to the office while I work a little bit. Hustle on appearances, see if I can make some appearances.
You still got that young kid that he was a young kid 25 years ago. You still got that guy that was working in the office like 20 years ago. I can't think of his name right now, but he used to answer the phone all the time.
No, he's gone.
Okay. Wow, the phone's with a horrible connection here. Larry, I got to ask you this. So, who is the heavyweight champion right now? Is it Andy Ruiz or is it Tyson Fury?
Close your eyes and take a pick.
Okay, good point. Anyway, Godfather, you take care of Eastern Pennsylvania. Say hello to the wife, and we'll talk real soon, okay?
Right, buddy. Okay.
All the best to you, Larry. Larry Holmes, of course, the Eastern Assassin. Was I really pleased with that phone line? No, I wasn't. That's why I cut the interview loose. We were supposed to go another 10 minutes. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live worldwide, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I get more out of Larry when we talk on the phone, just me and him. So maybe I gotta start taping. Maybe I gotta start taping our phone calls together because we have some great conversations, talking smack about this person, talk back and forth. You know, who's doing this, who's doing that, where this person is now, where that person was then, all that kind of. We gossip. Larry and I gossip. We're both sort of gossip whores in the world of boxing. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. But the Eastern Assassin, Larry Holmes, spending some time with us on a not-so-good phone line. I keep telling. I've told him time and time again, Larry, man. Those phone lines got to be right. Oh, I'm calling you on my phone, my iPhone. But, oh, anyway, bottom line is it doesn't work. We'll now go to Las Vegas and bring in the undefeated lad, John Signorella. Now, outside of that, how's the broadcast? How's your voice quality?
Let's check it out. Testing 1, 2. How are we?
LA, it was. I kept hearing these drums in the background. Like when Larry was talking, he kept hearing like the phone was dropping. It was like he was holding it next to his ear and it kept dropping. Anyway, bottom line is, you know, I get impatient real quick and I just let that go.
I feel you, buddy.
Okay, no doubt about that. Now, we've got big fights coming up with Lomachenko on the 31st. Is Mr. Campbell going to present much of a challenge?
Well, Luke is 20-2, 16 KOs. He's tall. And that's what everyone's talking about for Luke coming into this fight against Lomachenko. Now, Lomachenko is very good at angles and range and going in and out of distance and really just leading the tempo of a fight. And I think it totally negates Campbell's best advantage, which is his height. Lomachenko is very, very difficult to face. So I think he gets past Luke Campbell in his next assignment fairly easily.
I'm going to take you back to your the East Coast. This kid's a bit of a weird guy. I'm talking about Peter Quillin. They called him Kid Chocolate. I'm looking at his boxing career here, and I know Al Haymon gave him some money not to fight, but, you know, he was pretty consistent there in 2012. He had a couple of fights, 2013, two fights, 2014, one fight, 2015, two fights, 2015, three fights. And then he didn't fight in 2016, came back in 2018, and then one fight, has two fights since then. What I'm trying to get to here is, I want to put this nicely. Was he ever the real deal, or was he just a fraud?
You know, I hate to call him a fraud, and I met him a few times. Nice guy. I like the gimmick afterwards when he was throwing the chocolate to the audience after he won. The thing was, I think the level of opposition he was facing made people believe at the time that he was better than he really was. He got exposed against Danny Jacobs, got knocked out really early in that fight. And from what I'm told from people that know him on a personal level, is that he kind of lost motivation. He lost his drive and desire after that to box. Yeah, he's coming back, I think, now because that's his career, you know?
He was afraid of Andy Lee. No. I think it was a split decision draw between him and Andy Lee, and they mandated a rematch with Andy Lee, and he didn't want no part of it. So he gave up the belt.
I tell you what. Andy, Andy could fight, though. You know, he should have took the rematch there, but he must have saw something in those 12 rounds they shared together that he felt he couldn't beat Lee at that point in time. But I don't see a bright future for him. He's taking on Caleb Truax in a rematch that had a weird set of circumstances that happened in the first fight. Not really looking forward to seeing him fight. I just wish him the best, though. He is a nice guy.
I'm going to say this to you, okay? I wish I could have fought Andy Lee in the Golden Gloves. That's all I've got to say, because he was limited. he was limited. He didn't have speed. All he had was a good corner and Emmanuel Stewart, and he was in well-conditioned guy. But as far as talent was concerned, I mean, what did he do that was outstanding, Johnny? What were his outstanding traits? Were there any?
It was Emmanuel Stewart. His choice in having Emmanuel Stewart or Emmanuel Stewart embracing him, you know, Andy was very lucky that Emmanuel took him on like a son. Emmanuel cared for that kid a whole bunch. And if it wasn't for Manny, whatever talents that Andy Lee had wouldn't be enough to be, you know, considered world class.
You know, he cared for me, too. I stayed in his house when I went to Detroit. We used to pocket the hotel money. I used to say to him, you know, I got like $600 in hotel money. He said, so what? Keep it. I mean, so yeah, so he was sort of, I just missed the Goldfather so much. Gone, I think, since 2012, of course, dying of cancer. Just a bad way to go. And I'll never forget his last text a week before he died. This is a tough fight, kid. And that was it. No more Emmanuel Stewart. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Taking it back to Las Vegas, baby, the desert, bringing in the undefeated lad, of course, John Signorelli. And, John, I got to ask you, man, this is Eddie Hearn. Is he a crook?
You know, lately, his business practice is looking very dicey. which situation right now are we referring to? The Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua situation?
No, I mean, is there more than one front I could possibly imply that he's a crook on?
There's a lot going on, even more in detail with this Andy Ruiz situation. It's not really a done deal from what I understand, that Andy Ruiz is having a hard time signing off right now to face Joshua in Saudi Arabia, because they apparently, meaning Eddie Hearn and Joshua, took in a massive amount of site fee money, upwards of over $40 million, and Ruiz wants a piece of that pie. And Eddie Hearn saying, uh-uh, buddy, your contract, your original contract for your rematch clause states $9 million flat rate fee. So they don't want to give him any taste of that Saudi Arabian money that's floating around, which we know is going to be beyond $40 million, because you're going to deal with pay-per-views, merchandise, and live gate. Andy Ruiz, from my understanding, has not signed the contract just yet.
Man, if I was Andy, I would tell him to go get ducked. I would, man. I mean, I hate to say it, put it like that, man. But listen, he should be in more of a driver's seat than he is. And the reason why I'm saying that, I realize he's still considered the B side of the record. But you know what? The B side beat the snot out of the A side of the record already once. So he either deserves parity or a bigger cut of the pie this time.
And I think that's what Andy's trying to say. Hey, listen, you know, I'll go to Saudi Arabia. I'll go to a site where Joshua is more than welcome, because apparently he hangs out with government officials there regularly. So Eddie's trying to say it's a neutral site is what I'm getting at. I don't really think it's a neutral site for both guys if Joshua is, you know, known to be hanging out there regularly, especially with, like, people in power over in Saudi Arabia. A neutral site to me would be, like, I don't know, someplace in mid-America, you know. But I thought the fight was going to go to Los Angeles. Andy Ruiz wanted it in Mexico. I thought that would have been really cool. Well, I knew he wasn't going to get that. They weren't going
to
give that to him.
So are you trying to tell me that Anthony Joshua is spending time in Saudi Arabia banging Amir Khan's wife?
I think that's exactly what I'm saying here, yeah.
That's what you were alluding to. I wanted to get it out there, man. That's basically it. I mean, I just could imagine, like, Anthony Joshua, some brother saying, you know what? Of all the places I want to hang out in the world, let me go hang out in Saudi Arabia. It's a hellhole. It's hot. I've been there, man. All you do is sweat, and the chicks sweat. In other words, if you're not in air-conditioned stuff all the time, you're a sweat hog. And it's terrible, man. It's like 100. Listen, I was over there and they tell me this was the cold time during Dubai. It was 117 degrees during the daytime. And I said, what do you mean this is the cold? This is sort of like our winter, Pedro. I went, oh, God. Oh, God. Of course, living in 120 degrees. Bottom line is, though, they are putting forth the big money. So I guess they do to get across some of the shots. But I think that Mr. Ruiz, he is the current world heavyweight title holder. And he destroyed. It wasn't like Oscar De La Hoya and Shane Mosley back in 2000 when the A side of the record lost to the B side record on a close decision. This was an outright annihilation.
Great display of hand speed, combination punching, will, skill, and just determination. I mean, Ruiz suffered a knockdown himself in that fight, which even super motivated him. And it was the exact opposite of what happened to Joshua when Joshua got hurt. Joshua got hurt, and then all of a sudden, you saw the dog come out, and being like a puppy dog, not like a dog. You know, all of a sudden, he started to just kind of cower and whimper around a little bit and just look very lost, like he didn't know how to deal with someone beating on him, you know? And Andy Ruiz showed a lot of grit in that fight, and I think Joshua showed his true colors, as for him, when the going gets tough, he doesn't get going. He gets out.
How come nobody's willing to join me in my gangster slap and Mikey Garcia? I mean, for the most part, Larry Merchant won't get involved. And I got into a big argument at the Retired Boxers Association meeting a couple of weeks ago where some guy says to me, oh, you know, he put up a good fight. I said, how many punches did he land? And he got, rah, 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 Mikey Garcia. I said, how many hard punches did he land? Tell me, what round did he win? Wait, take that back. Give me one round in which he won a minute, and what minute was that? The guy couldn't defend anything of what I said. And he said to me, oh, you just don't know boxing.
You know, for me, Mikey Garcia claimed he had this big plan going into that fight. He said he saw something that would enable him to win. He didn't see anything.
Saw the check.
Right? And for me, yeah, he saw the check, exactly. But the checks are there. He, you know, there's other fighters around the realm of his weight class in which he could face, you know. And I think he's the most mismanaged career of a good talent. And maybe he wanted to go up and face these other guys for big paychecks and have excuses if he was to lose. Well, they're bigger than me. Oh, whatever. Because maybe he felt at his weight class he couldn't really fight those guys and would have been exposed by, like, say, Lomachenko.
Okay. August 17th, the once-beaten WBO 122-pound guy, one of my favorites, Emmanuel Navarrete, is coming back against Francisco de Vaca. That's on ESPN. Is that on ESPN or ESPN Plus?
This one's on ESPN regular.
Okay, ESPN. So if you have ESPN Plus, can you still watch it?
Yes, you can. It's a little tricky to figure out.
Yeah, I know. Don't you told me about that. Yeah. Johnny's like got jumper cables over there or something like that, folks. Like, that's the best way to describe it. He's like jumping 1 feet to another one with these cables.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Facebook, August 22nd, Luis Feliciano and Gennaro Gomez. Who's doing Facebook? Who's a promoter?
It's a Golden Boy thing. Ring TV is usually affiliated, which we know that Oscar owns the Ring Magazine, and Ring TV is the television network for Ring Magazine. So I believe it's a Golden Boy show.
August 23rd, Showtime's coming back. You kept telling me that Showtime's dead. Vladimir Shishkin, S-I-S-K-H-K-I-N. I did not say the T word. I said Shishkin. Anyway, take it on DeAndre Ware in a super middleweight bout. Showtime. Showtime back in boxing, yeah or nay?
Nah, this card could be that word you said you didn't say right there. And for this one, it's another Showbox card, and they're just lacking championship boxing. And a lot of people are asking me, how come they did not announce this Deontay Wilder card coming up, right? Everyone's anticipating that would have been Showtime, because Showtime bid so heavily into his last fight.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's up. I think that fight's going to Fox pay-per-view, meaning Deontay Wilder and Luis Ortiz. And I think that's the final nail in the coffin for Showtime. If they lose Deontay Wilder in a date for the fall in a major fight in that rematch against Luis Ortiz, what a terrible year for Showtime. What do they have left?
Showtime brought this smack on themselves. They saw what was happening in the apps. You know what they should have done? They should have developed a Showtime app for boxing. I mean, they should have done something, man. They just sat back and watched these apps move in and take over. Anyway, moving up to the 24th of the month, ESPN Plus, back on the app. Sergey Kovalev, twice beaten light heavyweight champion, WBO title holder, taking on Anthony Yarde, who's handled by Andre Ward, who broke down and made Sergey Kovalev your uncle.
I tell you what, this is a tough fight. Anthony Yarde, 18-0, 17 KOs from the UK. Very good fighter. He's being tested here. Does Sergey still have what he showed in the last fight in the rematch against Alito Alvarez, where he looked very good? But we've also seen, we talked about, you know, Joshua, caving when the going gets tough. We saw that look with Kovalev, the second fight with Andre Ward, the body shots. Yes, some of them were on the testicles, right? But in the first fight,
were they that low?
There's a couple there, man.
Were there a couple that were real low?
If that cup rides up, Pete, the little boys get squished.
You know what? Here's what's up. Let me run something by you, okay? The cup was designed to hit with a baseball bat. You can go back and look at these old videos from the 1930s with these guys winding up with baseball bats and hitting guys in the nuts with baseball bats, okay? So if the cup is fitted properly, you don't get hurt.
I agree.
Okay,
you don't get hurt.
But guess what?
Yeah.
If you play around and put on a 10-cent cup, you deserve to have your nuts cracked.
Can't be rocking that community cup.
You know, hey, and I remember that in those Golden Glove tournaments and some of those amateur tournaments, my mother bought me my own equipment, the headgear and all that kind of good stuff. She goes, I don't want you using that. I understood. I was like a sanitary guy. I definitely understood that. But I remember guys were like sharing cups.
One time I was invited to spar, and I was just there training with someone, and I'm like, listen, I don't have anything. I don't have a mouthpiece with me. I don't have a cup. Guy's like, homie's like, you can use my cup. I'm like, I'm not rocking no community cup. Come on.
The 24th, one of the best fighters, pound for pound, all of boxing, Juan Francisco Estrada. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
This guy
is dangerous.
He's on the zone taking on Dewan Beeman. Tell me how many chances does Dewan have? Is it slim and none?
And slim left town, yeah. I tell you why. The guy's got a record at 16-1-1, 11 KOs. But I think Juan Francisco Estrada is top 10 on my pound for pound list and just different levels and a different league against a guy like this. I think the only people that could actually test him is like Donnie Nietes down there. if him and Inoue could figure out a way.
Time out. I'm glad you brought that up. So Inoue and Donaire, with this World Boxing Series going under as far as money's concerned, that might not happen, huh?
Right now it's signed. Let's see if it's sealed and delivered. You know, I mean, according to them, they've announced it. And I looked up the outfit, the promotional outfit for who runs the World Boxing Super Series. And it's a company I've never heard of, Kamosa Fabrications AG. What does that mean? What is that? But Schaefer was involved, and he bounced out from those guys over there. I don't think we see a season three. Hopefully we get this fight, and hopefully Donaire saves face.
One of my favorite macho men, Richard Schaefer. Without a doubt, I mean, when you want to talk masculinity and macho-ness, it's Richard Schaefer in my book.
Well, maybe that's why he left Golden Boy.
You didn't comment on that, Johnny. You let that one go. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're having fun at Richard Schaefer's expense, because Richard Schaefer is the most softest guy you've ever come in contact with your life. And that's just the way I took the Richard Schaefer. We talked back and forth. He had a very weak handshake, and, you know, I just didn't, it didn't go over too well, me and Richard Schaefer. Just put it to like. And listen, I'm not anti-gay. I'm from San Francisco. No, I didn't say he was gay. I just said that he acted a little feminine. That's all. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk, my world on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Siegel, stick around. Of course, next up, we'll hear about the Gracie conspiracy of UFC 1, told by the own one and only. I'll talk about Big Superfoot, Bill Superfoot Wallace. Bill Wallace was a bad dude. I had him on the show like in the 80s and a couple times in the 90s. I tried to dig up some tapes, can't find them. But the bottom line is, Bill Superfoot Wallace tells you about all the scams that went down for UFC 1 and how the UFC got on the mat with Hoist Gracie. That and more as we continue on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Joshua looks so tired. I think he wants out.
He says that's it. Andy Ruiz is the heavyweight champion.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
In the 1980s, it was sort of cool, man. I got to hang out with a guy named Bill Wallace, who was called Superfoot. He was an undefeated kickboxer. He was 23-0. With 13 knockouts. I kid you not, 23-0. Nobody could touch this guy. He was a middleweight champion, PKA middleweight champion. I mean, he was the face of kickboxing. I remember that when the UFC came into play, that he did the first telecast as far as the commentator was concerned. And, you know, right back, there was a lot of shade, right back and then and there in 1993, there was a lot of shadiness involved in the UFC and how Hoyce Gracie ended up becoming the first UFC champion. Anyway, here's Bill Superfoot Wallace, Unplugged.
What's up? I'm Jesse from KarateByJesse.com, a.k.a. The Karate Nerd, and today I am joined by the one and only Sensei Bill Superfoot Wallace. Thank you so much, Sensei, joining us today.
My pleasure.
So what many people might not know is that you were actually the commentator of the very first UFC fight.
Yes.
Could you take us there, bring us behind the scenes, and tell us what actually went on in the early beginnings of the UFC?
Well, what happened is, Horian Gracie,
yeah,
the father, calls me up and he says, Bill, we would like you to commentate at our first, you know, fighting championships.
Yeah.
And I went, whoa, well, yeah, I could do that, no problem. I don't think it's going to go well because martial artists are not in. They like the kickboxing part of it,
uh-huh,
but they didn't like the grappling part of it. And so, sure, I'll do that because you're paying me a lot of money. You know?
Okay, yeah.
So I go and I show up. I'm with Jim Brown, who was the American football player,
right,
and
right.
Kathy Long, who was also a lady kickboxer.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. We're going over it. Now, there's no pre-runs or anything. I get there on Friday. The thing happens Saturday.
Okay.
So they have the meeting. And I mean, there are no rules. The two rules were you can't stick your fingers in a guy's eye and you can't kick him in the groin.
Right.
That's the two rules. I went, okay.
Interesting.
Yep. And... The participants could not wear hand wraps.
No.
Could not wear leg wraps. And it, just like it was. And they had to wear a mouthpiece because it affects the teeth.
Groin cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when the fights happened, I have a guy sitting beside me from the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu telling me what to say about the Gracies.
All right.
So it's to push the Gracie. So basically, I'm thinking, oh, something doesn't sound right here.
Right.
It seems to me like it's a 2-hour advertisement for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, which is what it turned out to be. I mean, Hoyce did a fantastic job. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, he didn't punch anybody.
No.
He didn't kick anybody.
No.
He just got him down, took him down with a double leg. Every time it was a double leg takedown.
Yeah.
And he choked him out.
Right.
No
arm
bars, choked all of them out. And the first time I said, okay. Hoyce's second match against Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
They're fighting, and Ken Shamrock's coming in for a double leg takedown.
Yeah.
And Hoyce reaches under his belt and grabs his own belt.
Right.
And chokes Ken Shamrock out.
Okay.
Ken Shamrock chokes.
Yeah.
Taps.
Yeah, yeah.
They get up, you can't do it, you can't do it. And finding out was Ken Shamrock accused him, which is rightfully so, that you can't reach under and grab the belt.
Okay.
And choke me out with your own belt.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you can, because as we know in martial arts training, our judo form is also a weapon.
Right.
So
that was allowed according to the rules.
Ken Shamrock was it for. He was upset.
Right.
But he lost.
Right.
Hoyce just went through their belts, choking everybody out.
Right.
And behind him, choking out. And, but just, choked him out.
Exactly. So they kind of organized this thing? I don't want to say it's a conspiracy theory, but...
No, it was. It just...
Was it like a marketing stunt, but almost?
For the Brazilian
Jiu-Jitsu system?
Oh, sure. It had to be. Because they picked the fighters.
Oh, really?
They picked... Horian Gracie picked the fighters.
So they probably picked fighters that would look good against Brazilian...
Of course it would. Yeah. Because you got the stand up, the hands are here.
Right.
How easy is that for you to drop down and do a double leg
takedown?
Double,
yeah.
Because they've never seen it before.
Right.
They had never seen a takedown before.
No.
They're stand up fighters.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they have no idea how to even react to it. The
right.
boxer didn't even throw a punch.
No, exactly.
The boxer
yeah.
never threw a punch.
They're just shooting for the double leg.
Yeah, yeah. Turned him down and that was
right.
it. And what I don't understand too is they had a big sumo wrestler.
Oh, yeah, right.
Excuse me. What's the job of a sumo wrestler? To push you out of a circle about this size.
Right.
I push you out, I win.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to strike.
No.
He doesn't know how to kick.
No.
He doesn't know how to choke or armor. He just
right.
pushes you out of a ring.
Yeah.
It's a closed ring. You can't get out of there.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Push him against the wall until he suffocates or something? And I'm sure that's what he wanted to do. Get him down, lay on top
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens is this kid from the Netherlands
yeah.
just nails him.
Okay.
He comes in for the guy drops down to his knees.
Yeah.
And the guy from Netherlands, I can't remember his name, just nails him right in the face with a roundhouse kick.
Right.
And a tooth goes flying over my head.
Oh.
I went, what the shit? Then he steps down, and the kid's still sitting there,
yeah.
punch him right in the mouth.
Oh.
Now, the kid from the Netherlands broke his foot.
Really?
And then broke his hand on the kid's face.
Oh. Brutal.
But they stopped the match.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't hurt. Bleeding a little bit,
uh-huh.
but he wasn't hurt.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
The guy was 400 some pounds. How are you going to, it's like a log.
Yeah.
So he wasn't hurt, and he said, why are you stopping the fight? Why are you, oh, no, it's
yeah.
only because he knocked the tooth out.
Huh.
But it was okay.
Yeah.
So there's another conspiracy.
Right.
Because now you're saying, now, just a minute.
Right.
If this guy can hit this guy with his best shot, two best shots, and nothing happened, what happened? How's Hoist going to take him down?
Oh.
Hoist going to get dropped down for the double leg.
Yeah.
Maybe just flattens out on his back.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Now he let Hoist on his stomach flatten out. This guy's going, and you're,
yeah. No, yeah.
So
they wanted him out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys who was a really good boxer, really
yeah.
good puncher, asked him not to use the smoke because he had asthma.
Okay.
So they used the smoke anyway. He's coming out there about halfway through the matches.
Oh, so like smoke machines.
Sure. He go, now hold it just a minute. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
So, and you know, and there's eight guys,
yeah.
which means there's seven fights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Four.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Then one, right?
Right.
And you go, okay, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
And but I never thought it would be as popular as it was.
No?
No, I never did.
How come?
Because the first time I saw it, I didn't like it.
No?
The first time I saw it, I said, well, that's bull. Because, you know, number one, Hoist never threw a kick. Never, he threw one kick to
yeah.
keep the guy away from him.
Right.
And never threw a punch.
Yeah.
Just stands there like this
yeah.
and drops down.
Yeah.
And plus, he was the only one
yeah.
that was allowed to wear a uniform. The other guys couldn't even wrap their hands.
No.
But he was allowed to wear the uniform.
So when they couldn't wrap their hands, they can barely punch full contact.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
And you got guys that because I want to wrap my knees. No, you can't wrap your knees.
No.
But Hoist is allowed to wear all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go, hold it, what, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I wasn't invited back, one of the reasons,
yeah.
there are several.
Oh, so you were not invited back?
No.
Okay.
I asked too many questions. I said, why don't you have a regular wrestler there?
Right.
A wrestler that knows how to defend against
Oh, there
the
was no up. Wrestler?
Nope. Seven, no, six strikers.
Yeah.
Strikers.
Right.
Hoist.
Yeah.
And the sumo wrestler.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like it was basically set up for a Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner.
To win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they all had don't get me wrong, they all had their chance to win.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But Hoist knows how to defend that.
Right.
But this is 1993.
And they didn't know how to defend
that. They didn't know how to defend against a takedown. Even though you say, well, I've practiced. No, you haven't.
Right.
Not against a guy that knows how to do the takedown.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, and Hoist was the reason. The first thing he won. The second one he won. The third one, where they changed the rules a little bit because the time was taking too long.
Ah, I see. Yeah,
so
for the pay-per-view?
Yeah, yeah, and on the third one, he had the grand championship match between Ken Shamrock and Hoist.
Yeah.
A rematch, you might say. Well, Ken Shamrock shot him with a punch right here, split him wide open. But it didn't do anything. All it did was cut him.
Right, yeah.
And so they finally called it a draw because it was...
Right, right, right.
And so, but, you know,
But that's how Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu became so famous.
Oh, yeah.
Because it looked so effective.
Well, they keep saying most fights end up on the ground.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Well, all fights start standing up.
That's true.
All fights start standing up. So, you know, if I stand up and I'm from me to her.
Yeah.
She's got to come close to me
yeah.
before she can do anything, before she can punch me, before she can kick me, before she can do a takedown, right?
Exactly.
That gives me the chance to counter.
Yeah.
Well, they're not used to that because if I'm standing right here
yeah.
and I do that, you got to put your hand, then I drop in for the double leg.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And the stand-up fighters, naive
yeah.
that they are, they say, well, when he stops in, I'll just punch him in the mouth.
Right.
No, you won't, because I'll do this first.
Yeah.
You put your hands up, then I'll drop down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it worked very well because now Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is one of the world's largest,
yeah.
most popular martial
yep, yep,
arts.
Yep, yep. But what did they have to do? They had to learn to strike.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, we learned how to defend against it.
Exactly.
So they had to learn how to strike to get in there.
Especially against a wrestler who
yep.
knows the double leg
oh, yeah,
takedowns
yeah.
and knows the
yeah.
defense.
I mean, in wrestling, the double leg is the first takedown you're taught.
Yeah.
It's also the first takedown you learn to defend.
So imagine if a wrestler had been invited to the first UFC.
Imagine that.
And if that wrestler knew a little bit of striking so he could do ground and pound, for example.
Imagine that.
Maybe the whole martial arts world would look different.
Imagine that.
Wow.
They're in the process now of even trying to get rid of wrestling in the Olympics.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. And it was the very first one.
Yep.
It was in
yep.
Olympics, the very first Olympics back in so many AD.
Right.
So what... Think about this.
Yeah.
If they want to get rid of the wrestling,
yeah.
Now how many people will not be using wrestling techniques, but the Gracies still will?
Exactly. So you could say they have something of an unfair advantage.
Well, no, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know how to work the chokes. They know how to work the arm bars.
Yeah.
They know how to work. So most of them now have learned the striking aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly.
The speed aspect.
And they manage to combine that. Mm.
And they don't mind you taking them down. Because now, even though, you know, you're on top, I'm in the on-guard position to where I've got my legs wrapped around you.
Right.
And pretty soon you get frustrated.
Right.
You reach, I get the arm.
Right.
You reach, I get the neck.
Yeah.
So what happens is, UFC now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you think, looking at the first UFC to all the way, looking at the evolution of it, comparing that to today...
Oh, it's 100% different.
It is?
Sure.
Right.
It's because the rules have changed.
Yeah.
Now there are rules. Before, there were not, remember?
Yeah.
Now, really? It's a funny thing that if I'm on the ground, I can kick you in the face.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you can't kick me at all, anywhere.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You can't punch me in the back of the head.
Right.
Why?
One might argue that those rules favor a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu practitioner.
Shame on you, Jesse. You shouldn't talk like that. But again, you know,
yeah.
And I hate to use the term sport of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like two gladiators out there fighting.
Right.
Except this time, hopefully, the loser doesn't die.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, I don't like to watch it because I hate that term ground and pound.
Okay.
Think about this, ground and pound. What's
yeah.
that say to you? You get it down the ground,
yeah.
you beat on it, until he says, I quit.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't even happen out in the street.
Right.
You know, there's going to be somebody going to pull you off.
Yeah.
I don't know, just me. I like
Bill,
to kick people.
Bill Superfoot Wallace is telling it like it is when I've cornered him. I cornered him a couple times at airports. I'm one of those guys that when you're at the airport, I just like walk up to you, turn the tape recorder on and start talking. Okay, don't even tell you who I am. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, bottom line is Bill Superfoot Wallace just tells it like it is. He's 73 years old now, still in shape, still got great kicks, still got the moves. What can I say? One of a kind, Bill Superfoot Wallace, the icon of kickboxing. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So check this out. Last night I go to the Paul Masson Winery in Saratoga, California, this outdoor arena, Chris. They've got Los Lonely Boys and Los Lobos. Sapo opened. Sapo was like the original Malo. Anyway, Suavecito, that kind of stuff. A local band. Anyway, it was Tex-Mex for like 3 hours. Johnny, if I ever hear an accordion again in my life, I will shoot myself. I will shoot myself. Listen, when I went to Tijuana, Mexico, and I worked for Tijuana for 2 years, every Saturday a month, and it was just those accordions, man. I don't want to like take out a mass contract on all accordion players, but it just grates against me. Anyway, bottom line is, what's happening on TV this next upcoming week in World of Combat Sports?
We talked about Emmanuel Navarrete taking on Francisco de Vaca next week. What I like, the whole month of August is stacked. We got Kovalev, Anthony Yarde the 24th, Juan Francisco Estrada on the 24th as well. And then also in London, obviously, Lomachenko versus Luke Campbell. The eyes will be, the world of the boxing combat sports world will be on that. And Hugo Fury versus Alexander Povetkin on the undercard.
What'd you think of Bill Wallace here talking about how all the ways that Gracie's cheated to win that first UFC? That was some stuff, man.
Oh, man, I love it. What a great personality. I like how he said, you know, they got rid of me because I asked too many questions. I personally know a little something about that myself, being inquisitive. But I go back to the UFC when they wore, like, high-top sneakers and sweatpants in the octagon. I go back all the way to one, and that totally changes what he said, my whole perspective on what I thought I saw back at one.
The great Bill Superfoot Wallace and the great John Signorelli, of course, of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny, give him that YouTube stuff.
Type in Ring Talk Worldwide. You can hear today's show and previous shows. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday. Thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the incomparable, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, our very own John Signorella. I want to thank Larry Merchant and Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes for that horrible phone line, but Larry Merchant for being my godfather. Straight up, I love both Larrys, and of course, I love my producer, the executive one, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget, Pedro Fernandez does not take smack, and we do Ring Talk Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm on Sports Byline.